Well, first, because of my parents' divorce, that's why I tore my ligaments in my knee. It's all their fault. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure some of you feel that way sometimes with your kids, so that's a joke. But by the way, we do have a Divorce Care for Kids ministry, and my name is James Davis, and I actually lead over in the Divorce Care for Kids ministry. So I'm a product of a divorced home, and by the grace of God, was rescued from a sure path of destruction by having Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Without having God's guidance, I would not have been able to see past the devastation in my life from my parents' divorce. Today, I'm 30 years old. I've been married to my wife, Jessica, for a little over 7 years and have two beautiful sons that are 3 and 1. I currently serve here in Watermark with many of the kids over in Divorce Care for Kids. And as your leaders are walking through the path of restoration from your divorce, we are walking with you, with the kids to help them cope with their parents' divorce. Some of my story and words might be hard to hear tonight, and my purpose is for you to get a glimpse of how divorce feels from the kids' perspective and hopefully give you some tidbits along the way that'll help you with your kids. And I want you to hear everything that I'm saying is coming from a place of deep, deep love for this ministry and for what you guys are having to go through and how God is changing you and your kids' lives. Also, then I want to wrap up by showing you some of the ways the Lord can take the mess that comes from divorce and turn those ashes into beauty if you trust in God's way. So I was 14 years old when my parents started having problems. I never heard them fight, nor did I see the relationship crumbling. It was kind of a silent killer. Growing up in the church, we had the stereotypical perfect family. Mom, dad, 2 kids, 1 girl, 1 boy. Dad was a deacon. They both taught Sunday school. I started to notice a disconnect between my parents when my mom decided to go on a week-long trip by herself to clear her head. Probably a month later, my parents sat down, my sister and I, down in the living room and said, and they began to tell us that they were no longer happy being married, and that my dad was going to move out soon. This is the moment in my life where I felt like no pain could ever match the pain I felt. It's like watching a movie where you can see the ultimate destruction coming for the character you're watching, but you cannot change the movie. It always ends the same. I couldn't change this moment. Nothing I said made my parents want to be married. My tears only brought tears to their eyes, but did not change their hearts. I was completely powerless. My world was just turned completely upside down, and I didn't know what to do. My dad moved out 2 weeks before Christmas. I remember feeling like Christmas will forever be tainted with the emotions of this year. My sister and I had to decorate a tree for my dad's empty apartment, and I remember splitting time between them that first Christmas. Why couldn't they just be together for our sake? I believe this is the part of my life where I just realized how selfish people can be when they're going through hard times, and how hard it is to parent when you're going through such a hard time. Sometime in the early spring, I woke up on a Saturday morning to the sounds of shouting downstairs. My older sister wasn't home. I came downstairs to find my dad yelling at my mom. This was devastating to see my dad back in the home for the first time in a screaming match with my mom, crying. Come to find out, my mom had had an affair. Not too long after that, my mom decided to throw my dad under the bus, since he was doing the same to her with me, that my dad had had multiple one-night relationships while on business trips earlier in their marriage. So let's recap. I'm currently 14, my parents are in the middle of divorce, and both my parents have told me details of their unfaithfulness in their marriage. At this point, I've also learned how much money my dad's paying my mom for child support, and this is just a snapshot of the information I received that year. My support system and faith in my parents was destroyed. They told me this information partly because I asked about it and partly because they used me as a confidant. I knew way too much information and was way too involved in my parents' divorce. I beg you not to involve your kids in these details of your divorce. There's a safe information you need to tell your kids, but sometimes we're just too young to understand and bear the burdens of the divorce. I had no business knowing how much money my dad gave to my mom, nor the details of the affairs. This was a dark and sad time in my life. My parents could have protected my heart more. Let's fast forward a little. I'm now 15 years old and have started high school, not to mention have a huge gap in my front teeth, along with the divorce. My mom informs my sister and I that the man she had an affair with, who lives in England, is coming to America, to our town, to date my mom. You can imagine my reaction was not good and filled with lots of anger. At this point, I couldn't wait to move out of my mom's house and move in with my dad. I really hated being with my mom during this time. I felt like she didn't even care about how we felt. The next bombshell to drop was coming home after a driver's ed class to find a shirtless man mowing my yard. I immediately knew who it had to be. I was so scared, angry, sad, overwhelmed. As soon as my ride left, I started walking towards a friend's house. I had to get away. No way could I confront him or have to meet him. As I'm walking down the street, my mom's car is driving towards me, but I knew she wasn't home. A strange man with an English accent rolls down the window and says, "Are you James?" He introduced himself, and I was by no means friendly, but way too overwhelmed to do anything but just stand there. He said, "Nice to meet you," and drove off. I started crying and walked to my friend's house. I was crushed that my mom would put me in this situation and make me go through this pain, like the divorce wasn't enough. As the months went on, he eventually started coming over more, and they were openly dating. I just had no control, but I hated him, and I hated seeing him. Then one day, I hear through the grapevine that my dad went on a date with a woman. Later on, I'm at his house one afternoon, hear the garage go up, run to the garage to greet him in the driveway. And as the garage goes up, a woman in his seat, and sitting in his front seat. And this is how I meet my dad's girlfriend. I felt like, can my parents make any more mistakes? I still wanted my parents to be back together and not moving on. From my perspective, new relationships needed to be handled with more care and more warning for the kids' sake than my parents were doing. Life went fast this year, dealing with both new relationships and trying to understand, how am I going to do this when my sister goes off to college? I knew both of my parents were lonely, but I was lonely. I was hurting. I felt alone. Now we fast forward a little more to the spring. So I'm still 15, holding out for a few more months until my sister leaves, and then it's off to bachelor pad with Dad. Then, as if news couldn't get worse, my mom told me she was getting married to this man. And subsequently, I find out my dad's getting married to this woman. In March, my mom got married, and in May, my dad got married, blowing all my dreams of the bachelor pad. All this happened 15 months after my dad moved out, and only 3 months after the divorce was finalized. I refused to go to my mom's wedding, but I did go to my dad's. I inherited 4 new siblings with these marriages. My stepdad's 2 kids were both in England for now, and my stepmom's 2 kids were very much a part of my life. A new stepsister who was 10, and a 16-year-old drug dealer and high school dropout stepbrother. I emphasize my stepbrother because he introduced me to Smirnoff Ice, and I got drunk with him for the first time in the spring of my sophomore year of high school, which started me down a path that led to drinking on the weekends for about 6 months. That was the beginning of a time where I was far from the Lord. I was not bringing him into every area of my life, and I wasn't trusting his guidance to keep me out of sin. Whether I was or not, I don't remember being shepherded well by my parents to trust and follow the Lord's ways during this time. I went to church alone, since my parents both left the church we were a family at, and I only went to Sunday school because it was just too painful to go to the service and be reminded of our family. And they were both focused on their new marriages more than on me. I was way too free, doing whatever I wanted, and made way too many decisions without wise counsel. By God's grace, I did stop drinking. I wasn't out having sex or doing drugs, but I was walking through high school without growing closer to the Lord. I was 16, 17, 18-year-old kid, leaning on the knowledge of a Jesus I learned about as a 14 and 15-year-old. That's just not safe. I believe part of the reason for me not taking a huge dive into the deep end was because of my parents never wavering on telling me how much they loved me and how much they were willing to talk with me and all my feelings. By the grace of God, I was able to verbally and truly forgive both my parents for their mistakes. But forgiving my stepdad, or my mom's husband, as I called him, and trying to love my stepmom was a whole other ballgame. Since my parents remarried so quickly, I never had time to adjust to them dating or being engaged or even being single. Both my parents have come to me and said they've rushed into these things and wish they had waited longer to get married for our sake. The years that came after were difficult, switching holidays, stepfamily, living with stepfamily. Needless to say, I was happy to go to college. This is where I found a great church home, where Jessica, my future wife, and I really grew in our faith and understanding of how to seek after the Lord consistently. This is the point in my life where I really started to learn forgiveness. I wish I had had someone to talk to me about the importance of forgiveness within the context of divorce earlier in my life, before I had built up such a barrier to forgiving my stepdad. Of course, it's okay to be angry, but kids need to know that anger has to give way to forgiveness or it becomes sinful. Or as we say in DC4K, Divorce Care for Kids, it's like throwing poison darts at everyone around you. During this time, I started to feel God tugging my heart to forgive my stepdad. I remember hearing Matthew 6:15, which says, "If I do not forgive, my Father in heaven will not forgive me." I couldn't live like that. God gave me the courage to tell them that I forgive him, and that started our new relationship. My stepmom and I had a love-hate relationship, mainly because her kids were both rebellious and I wasn't, so it seemed as if I was the favorite to my dad, and she hated that. She always has compared the way that my dad treats my sister and I compared to her kids. This made our relationship difficult, but the Lord has done a lot of healing in our hearts. We have a solid relationship today, mostly. This is a reminder that when blending families, the parents have to be united front as if it were your first marriage. The rules don't change for your second marriage. It was difficult to get a great picture of what marriage was back then. Jessica and I started getting serious, and I had to figure out, what does it mean to be a godly husband? I'd seen a failure of a marriage and 2 broken families making the best of life. It was very important as I got older to begin having adult conversations with my parents where they could teach me from their mistakes. This was a big part of my healing, to hear them admit their mistakes and wish they had made different decisions. In premarital counseling, I learned the true meaning of Ephesians 5, love your wife like Christ loved the church. I then understood the huge responsibility God places on a man in marriage, to love like Christ and to lead our wives constantly towards Christ in every situation. These are lessons I wish my parents could have taught me using scripture, not just bad examples. Many young adults never hear their parents talk on these issues, but it's so important to learn from your parents' successes and failures. The most incredible part of my story is God's unbelievable redemption in my life with my mom and stepdad. I didn't mention earlier that my stepdad came to know the Lord right after they got married. Today, they're both living in England after a 3-year stint as full-time missionaries in Africa. When we talk now, I can tell him I love him. God took a complete mess of a relationship with a tragic beginning and turned it into a beautiful relationship and turned a lost, home-wrecking man into a foreign missionary. Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and portion forever. God has taught me so much about his unfailing love for us and how if we trust in him, all things are possible. No person and no situation is too difficult for God to change a person's heart and redeem their families. Lastly, I share this to encourage you in training your kids after the divorce and in no way to build up what I have done, but only what God has done. I believe God allowed me to endure a divorced home so that he could use me in mighty ways here at Watermark to minister to kids of all ages on how to handle divorce. Over the last 7 years, God has used me and given me the wonderful privilege through DC4K and the Single Parent Family Ministry to play, love, minister, and walk through real tough times with over 400 kids. Your kids can do way more. Don't waste an opportunity to show them there's a right way to go through hard times and a right way to respond to God's love. Thank you.